The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you know today is Down in the DM, the breakdown. But it's different. There was a twist to this Down in the DM that we've never had this happen on any Down in the DM ever. And we were all shocked when it went down, including,
to say the least,
including the live audience. The calls that came through after this Down in the DM were wild. So we're going to play some of the calls. We're going to break it down and we're going to stop talking so you can listen now. Let's begin today's episode. I felt so bad because Anthony didn't get paid on time, and it's our fault. Welcome to Friday. Yes, the Dana Cortez Show is on. We made it. I'm Dana Cortez.
It's not our fault. It was your fault. DJ Automatic.
No, it's nobody's fault. It was just a mix-up. And to unpack the way the structure of the show works, Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic own the rights to the Dana Cortez Show, and they partner with the radio station, and then therefore I work for Dana and Automatic. So they are, yes, my bosses,
essentially.
But you kind
of work for yourself, too.
A little.
You work for yourself, too.
You bug me on the weekends, dog, so I work for you, bro. You bother me on the weekend. Today I don't get that Dana phone call on the weekend of, hey, did you put the audio in from Drake when he talked about his mystery baby? The way that doesn't annoy my Easter Sunday mornings, that's the day I work for my own self.
But I guess so.
Dana and Automatic, and mainly Dana took the lead on this of being a really dope boss. When I was going through my breakup situation, I needed to get some pay advances forwarded so I could break out of my lease and start fresh, which Dana did that for me. And then, of course, 2 months later, we forgot to rearrange the pay structure. And I did get skipped a paycheck. So that
Anthony's
was stressful.
Like, yeah, my check's not in here. I was like, what?
Bruh.
And then the payroll company's like, what?
And that night, I had one of the biggest shows I ever hosted in my little comedy career. I had to host a 3-show comedy festival that night. And like, all I was thinking about was, man, I wanted to go get my hair cut so bad.
And you didn't have money?
I didn't have money to do it, dude. That's but you so know what?
I literally told you, I was like, do you need me to give you some money? I'll give you some money right now.
Nah, dude, I'm not gonna. No, I mean, like, when you're. No, you said, are you good? I said, yeah, I'm good. Like,
you're
my well being.
Ask the man, are you good? He's gonna be like, nah, man, I need
my
well being
was fine. Like, you could skip a haircut, bro. You could skip a haircut.
Yeah, I could pay for a haircut.
No, you're not. Don't pay. You can skip a haircut.
Now Otto feels bad. Now he's like, don't worry about my hair. Like, look at this.
But I think, like, my message to the people was, I didn't have the opportunity to, like, really dwell on, like, all right, I ain't gonna get my money. I was fortunate enough to have to go to work.
Yeah, but come Monday, he's like, yo, my money's still not here. He wasn't playing no more.
Where's my money?
You got it taken care of.
I got the call. It wasn't me calling Ann. He's like, yo, hey, where's my money?
Yeah.
Anyway, you got your money. But I've had that happen, and it is. It made me nervous. Like,
you know what happened?
Get that money?
Is we let Dana handle payroll one time.
Let
Dana handle, and that's where the problem started.
Did the money go through?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Late, but it went through.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Earth Day. Ooh.
Oh, I love you, Earth. I'm sorry that we destroy you.
Oh,
as humans.
Oh, come on, Dana. We do a lot for the Earth as well.
What do we do?
Have you seen paper straws? We're doing a thing here.
Yeah.
Come on, what do we do for the Earth?
Paper straws. You know,
we inhabit it.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly. Earth is like, get out.
We also have National Day of Silence. Now, this is to honor the millions of people across the country of the LGBTQ community, and to, you know, make awareness of the bullying and harassment that goes on within that community.
It's a true story, too, right there. Yes, please be aware.
And we'll wrap it up on National Jelly Bean Day. Hello. Yeah.
Not like huge on jelly beans.
Nobody likes jelly beans.
I mean, they're like they're last resort candy.
If they're there, like my Nana would buy jelly beans and a butterscotch and then that cinnamon. You know the Brocks that come like in singles? Old lady butterscotch and the cinnamon and then jelly beans. I don't know why. That's like a staple in grandma's homes.
Do you know why today is National Jelly Bean Day? Because today is the last day that you have like those leftover jelly beans
that are in the
green grass in your basket.
But you know what? You end up eating those because it's the only sugar left in the house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh. The Down in the DM that we're going to break down right now has such a crazy twist at the end. All right, first of all, Santiago hit us up because his wife, Delilah, he's like, I know 100. This woman is talking to another man. Here's how that Down in the DM went.
He's told her how beautiful she is, and she responds. In the last one, he asked her if she wanted to meet so they could finally have a real conversation.
All right, so Anthony, he calls her. He's pretending to be this guy, Charles, right? So listen to this part. Listen.
You know, I'm excited to finally meet you and get to know you a little bit more and, you know, see where that goes.
I'm so
sweet. I mean, actually, I'm really excited too. But I'm
sure
really
you're
nervous.
Excited. I'm sure you're excited and nervous because your husband is going to find
what?
Out. I can't believe you.
At this moment, we're all like, "Oh, it went down. She's cheating." Plot twist. Listen to the rest of this down of the DM.
It's awful, right? I'm awful. It's awful that I found out that my husband is f***ing his client. Do you think that I'm stupid, Santi? You thought that I wouldn't find out. And I found out 4 months ago.
That man has been cheating on his wife for God knows how long, and she figured it out.
She threw a little Uno reverse card on him.
That's never happened to us. That's never happened to us here on the Down of the DM. Here's how it played out at the end.
Please, I can explain.
Shut the f*** up. I'm out. I wasn't leaving until next month, but I can't do this one more day. I'll send my brothers to pick up my things. F*** you, liar.
You know what the biggest response was? Is all the people saying, think about it. She waited. She plotted.
That's a very female thing to do.
Oh, it sure is.
Fact that she's sending the brothers over there is like...
That's right, baby.
She's like, go ahead, try it.
It's done.
She's kind of like an evil genius a little bit.
No, but he's evil. She's a genius.
Ooh.
She's a genius. He's evil for doing that. And I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, but she probably feels better. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a phone call. What you think about today's Down in the DM breakdown? Who is this?
This is your girl, Taylor.
Taylor, I know you got to say something about this man.
Listen, first of all, it went down in the DM. Period. And furthermore, I'm going to just state this. I applaud her for playing it how she needed to play it because what she did was, see, us women, when men do things to us and, you know, they hurt us and we want to leave, sometimes we want to fuss and fight about it instead of just, see, we accuse them of things that don't have the proper...
Like the plan. We don't have our plan together. Yeah.
And we don't have the proper evidence. So what she did was she messed with other men probably and talked to other men until she fell out of love with his ass. But she could freely leave.
Ooh. She's like, bye.
Interesting.
See
strategy.
You later. But you know, the best part is that he was just like, what?
And she know he the type of stalker. That's why she said, I'm sending my brother.
That's my favorite part.
He know about them brothers. He like, don't do that. She like, yeah, Santi, what you got to say about that now?
Nothing. Santi got quiet.
Santi got zip-zipped. His mouth got zip-zipped.
Before you do something stupid, if you really love the woman you're with, don't. Don't. Because when a woman is fed up and when a woman is done, when it goes down like this, it is 100% over. O-V-E-R.
But the fact that man had the audacity to call us up to do a Down in the DM on his wife that he thought was cheating when he's the one who's the actual cheater.
He's just a narcissist at the end of the day.
Yes!
Yeah. Prototypical narcissism right there.
You know what? I'm just glad she got him out of her life. Has something like this ever happened to you? Tap in. Tell us your story.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Automatic Anthony A, you both know that brides spend a lot of time planning their wedding day.
Oh,
you know, of course. It's like, dude, it's a big day. It's your day, ladies.
I was the best man, and brides, they could be a lot.
Danya Glenna took extra time to find the perfect caterer in the state of Florida, that's where she's from, and then proceeded to instruct the caterer to lace the guest food with marijuana.
Oh, no. Sounds like a party to me.
Well, it wasn't. Because the guests started feeling sick, quote, stomach cramps, women and men screaming, I'm going to die.
What are they doing the vows?
Going into full-on panic attack.
I have drugs in me.
When they're doing the vows and they're like, would anyone like to say anything or forever remain silent? And they're like, I can't feel my elbows.
Yeah, exactly. One woman said, I'm going to prosecute if I find out there's drugs. Called the cops 2 weeks later. The samples of the food that the police got all tested positive for THC. Now the bride, Danya, and a caterer are in jail.
What?
Being charged with tampering, culpable negligence, and delivery of marijuana. It's not legal in Florida.
It's not legal.
They're facing felony charges.
Well, they're not invited to the party after. Well, these kids in Pennsylvania are probably not going to get invited to this party either, because the Northern York County School Board gave a big thumbs down to a proposed after-school Satan Club.
Satan Club.
How did that make it onto the agenda?
They did vote it down 8-1, so somebody did vote for it.
Beat the devil. terrible.
Somebody's on Satan's side. What is going on?
So the Satan Club meeting got hundreds of people to show up to the, you know, to the school board meeting.
To protest it,
yeah,
obviously.
The group who wanted the elementary school Satan Club said they wanted to make a point. They believe no religion belongs in public school, including Bible study.
I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this question, but what would children do in a Satan, you know, club? Elementary school children?
I'm not exactly sure, but I was thinking they might sacrifice a chicken.
Well, we do that every day at KFC.
All right, y'all. From the Satan Club to Carolina, where police are searching for a man who they say went around last week and hit people in the face with whipped cream filled pies.
That actually sounds like fun.
I wish that we had that moment on video.
Greenville Police Department are saying, yes, that this man went around and hit numerous people throughout the park and a small town, including a woman and her child that she was pushing in a stroller. And I'm not laughing at that at all.
Here, take this lady and her little kid.
This guy was definitely a graduate of the Satan Club.
Wasting all that good whipped cream pie. What's wrong with you? I hope they find him. All right, all right. Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be right back coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, I'm going to say something real quick because, you know, we got food news coming up inside Hottest Hashtags. It's not delivery. It's
DiGiorno.
Yeah, okay. You recognize it. They're doing a good job in branding. Okay, it's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Friday. We made it. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
Let's talk about inflation. Everything's going up. Not everything. How has Arizona tea remained at 99
Dude,
cents?
Dude, I was talking about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the CEO, Don Voltaggio, says this, and I want to make sure I read this correctly. The worst thing is a salesman coming to a retailer and to say, hey, by the way, I'm raising the price on this and you got to pass it on down. That just causes the problem we're having today, that the inflation. What I did is I cut costs from my aluminum cans to bids for tea. Why am I going to pass it on to my customer? If we have to take a little less profit, that's what we're going to do. Also, if we do have to raise prices eventually, it will be because it's time and not because I'm passing costs on to consumers.
Unlike Walmart, Target, and every other humongous chain store.
I got to keep my profits growing higher and higher and higher and higher.
I read yesterday that they have $24 billion in profits just because they're charging more.
And people have to pay for eggs and milk.
Why doesn't this guy work for the Federal Reserve? Okay?
At the darkest times of the pandemic, seeing that 99 cent logo on the Arizona tea really kind of got me through things.
I'm going to go buy a six-pack and spend $6 on Arizona tea right now.
Shout out
now
to the owner Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, those are great, dude.
They really
those
are good. I like the strawberries. All right, now in food news, DiGiorno's is releasing two breakfast pizzas. They got one, and a cinnamon roll pizza, too. I don't know why it sounds so good to
I'm
me.
Here for that.
You cut and serve it just like a regular pizza pie.
Dude.
Scrambled eggs, diced ham, cheddar, mozzarella with hollandaise sauce on a croissant crust. And then they got a sausage and gravy version as well. Cheddar, mozzarella. Why are you making that face?
This just sounds gross.
I'm here for the cinnamon ones.
What are you
ones
talking
that's
about?
Because, like, okay, first of all, who's going to eat frozen eggs? Like,
that's
you're
going to
put them in the oven. They're cooked.
Exactly. You're going to double cook eggs? You think that's going to taste good?
Probably.
And then I don't want sausage and what was it? Gravy?
No eggs I want frozen to my future wives.
Okay. Let me tell you about the cinnamon one then. It's got, it's a cinnamon roll pizza. Cinnamon cream sauce, cream cheese, crumbles, churro pieces.
That's it right there.
Cinnamon flakes.
That sounds like dessert.
Yeah, on a flaky croissant crust. No, it's breakfast.
That sounds amazing, dude. Give me that, dog.
I can get down with that. Yeah, yeah. And as long as they have the icing that comes separate, so.
No, it comes on there.
Oh, see? Just come on. Take it from Toaster Strudels. That's the way you do it. Is they got to have separate icing.
Dude. Anyway, I'm ready for it, okay? All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Jelly Bean Day.
Ooh. It's the last in the egg.
It's just the leftovers from Easter.
Did you guys know that jelly beans have been holding it down since the Civil War?
No.
And another fun fact about jelly beans.
What side were jelly beans on? That's what I want to know. Okay. Let me see if I'm going to eat you or not.
Shout out to Mother Earth. 4.6 billion years old and only getting hotter. It's National Earth Day, yo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk seriously about the Earth. You know how I am about us being better to her. We take and we take and we take. What can we give back? Teach your kids not to litter.
Oh,
take
that's
care
a huge thing.
Yard,
if
trash.
I see you littering, I will literally call you out.
Do you
remember
judge
what
a person?
I did? No, I did that the other day in the parking lot. Remember?
That was so rude.
Well, this woman just took like all her trash from her car and just threw it out in the parking lot. I opened the door and I was like, "Really? You're just gonna throw that's
and
your
he
trash?"
He put the trash on her car. Yeah.
Dude, like, well, if more people made the trash to where the trash needs to go, we wouldn't be in the situation we are in right now.
Thank you.
True, true, true. So please recycle. There used to be this old campaign in Texas called "Don't Mess with Texas." I still remember it. I can still sing the song. Don't litter. Keep Earth clean. Yes. It's like you would your Casa house. This is all of our houses.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today is April 22nd. This is Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
And today's birthdays, we got Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah,
MGK. Remember when he came in, he kind of talked a little trash about Diddy on video and then kind of regretted it and asked us to delete it. And I was like, it's too late. It's out
do
there.
Do we still have that video?
We don't, but we can't put it up. So shout out to Machine Gun Kelly and Lace Up. I also want to say shout out to Machine Gun Kelly for taking a legit shot at Eminem. I think his diss record, it didn't win, but it achieved.
He took a shot.
He took a shot and Eminem replied. So that's kind of you know, something to be said.
I'm just going
to
say MGK is a nice guy.
He's
all right, the
great
next birthday.
Musician too.
Yeah, he is. All right, the next birthday we got, it's DJ Drama's birthday.
Yes, the Grizzle.
One of the most influential hip-hop mixtape DJs of all time.
Absolutely.
And all around, just a good dude.
Think about it. He's helped people from all the way back to Young Jeezy to Lil Uzi Vert. And now Jack Harlow. So it's crazy. Shout out to DJ Drama.
All right, now we're going to go back to 1989 when Kid & Play releases their biggest hit to today. I don't think they're coming with any more records. And it was called Rolling with Kid & Play.
It's funny for me to see now all of those old movies becoming new flyers and, you know, digital promotions for like clubs and stuff. House Party, that movie, I see that remade right now. Haircuts are back.
Their little dance is basically our new handshake.
It is.
All right, next one in 1989 when Gangstar releases their debut album, No More Mr. Nice Guy. An MC from Boston and a DJ from Texas both moved to New York City and became one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time from New York City.
Well, how are they going to be from New York when they're not from New York?
Well, everyone thinks they're from New York, but Guru's from Boston and Premier's from Houston.
So there you go.
It takes, I mean, New York, just like Atlanta, it does that for a lot of people. J. Cole did the same thing.
All right, next we're going to 2014 when Fetty Wap releases Trap Queen. She's my trap queen, let her hit the
Fetty Wap, I remember when he came on the scene, it was so different and fun and upbeat, and then he just kind of went away. He took all that money he made and invested it.
And now he's a multimillionaire. So.
It was a nice little three-song run that he had there, and those are timeless cuts, so shout out to the man from Patterson, Jersey.
All right, we're going to stay in 2014. This is when Future released his second album, Honest. So it debuted at number two on the charts, and it produced six singles, but obviously this was the biggest one.
That's just a good project in itself. It really was.
All right, last we're going to go to 2016 when A$AP Ferg releases his second album, Always Strive and Prosper. I'm on a new level.
Automatic, you remember our A$AP Ferg bus party?
Yes, this is where we got to take a group of people to Austin, Texas to go watch an A$AP Ferg crunch.
I heard what happened on the bus stays on the bus, so why don't y'all stop right there?
Music Facts is brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet?
All right, don't forget you can catch this segment every Monday through Friday at this time. We'll be back in less than 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Johnny Depp is in court with his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Black China is in court with the Kardashians and the salacious evidence that's being spilt. Oh my God, it's a lot. I'm going to give you all the details right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, this story, and more. Anthony A. Celebrity Birthdays.
We got DJ Drama celebrating a birthday. Right. We also have Marshawn Lynch, Jack Nicholson, Machine Gun Kelly, and Amber Heard celebrating a birthday.
All right, so video evidence has surfaced of Trey Songz removing the bikini top of a woman at a party without her consent, and she's suing.
Well, it looked like she was just doing a fan pic with him, and he just decided that he was going to pull her top down.
And starts yelling all kinds of obscenities and craziness, and did that in front of everybody. everybody, and she's like, it's very uncomfortable.
For all the times that me, as a average, below average looking man, has said all the women that Trey Songz can get, and he does, and then he goes and
he
does
just
some weird
a creep
stuff.
Move.
Like, why is he doing? That's weird. Yeah. Like, why does he do weird stuff like this?
All the accusations that we've heard from Keke Palmer to just everyday normal women, I'm sorry, I believe him.
Yo, that
that's
one,
just weird.
That one homie said in a couple years, a documentary that comes out on Trey Songz is going to be way worse than the one that comes out with R. Kelly.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, now we're going to switch gears. Mike Tyson gets on an airplane. Obviously, famous dude. This guy takes a selfie with him. Everything's cool. The man will not leave Mike Tyson alone. Touching him. He's drunk. He's acting crazy. Mike just beats him up.
I felt like that beating was justified. Mike Tyson also said that he hit him with a water bottle before he beat him up.
Yes, stupid.
The guy was out of hand, and he was doing it all for clout. He was literally, his friend was sitting there filming him. He's filming himself. He filmed himself after he got beat up by Mike Tyson. Like, look, I got beat up.
It was so deserved. He didn't even get arrested. Airline attendants are like, hit him again, hit him again.
But they did. He did notify the police after, so Mike Tyson probably will have to answer some questions.
And then now we're going to move to the court cases going on in Hollywood. Johnny Depp versus his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Johnny Depp says in court, look, I lost everything. I lost a chance to do another Pirates of the Caribbean. I lost endorsements because his ex-wife, Amber Heard, accused him of assault. When in reality, she's the one that's been assaulting him, and there's been this domestic violence thing going on. The woman cut his finger off. Here's audio of her discussing her hitting him.
You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not deck you, but you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you. I'm not sitting here about it, am I? You are. That's the difference between me and you. You're a baby.
All right, so there we go from that to Blac Chyna in court having to admit that she put a loaded gun to Rob Kardashian's head and then choked him out with a charger. I don't understand. Violence is violence. Domestic violence. Stop putting your hands on one another, people.
Didn't Blac Chyna's mom actually threaten the judge?
Oh, what? Wow. Really?
She's being investigated by the feds right now. Yes, DJ, the answer is yes. So I guess it's safe to say the apple did not fall far from the tree. And I'm not here to defend the Kardashians in any way. I don't know what they did to Blac Chyna, but that kind of behavior is never acceptable.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got it locked into the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed it earlier, we were discussing Eva Mendes' recent comments about how she believes that spanking your children has the same impact as when two significant others get violent within their relationship. Well, let's break that down. Plus, we have a very special guest, actor, writer, producer, DJ, and legendary comedian Sean Wayans is inside Two Dudes, One Studio. So you know what that means. Dana Cortez decided to kick it with us. Let's kick this thing off with two claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! Woo!
And nice, Sean Wayans is inside the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome, go. Welcome.
Cool extra one in there for you.
I heard that.
How
I
you
heard
doing?
That.
A little reverb.
No, no,
that's a DJ skills. That's a DJ skills right there.
Little something.
I, you know, before I even start about the tour and everything, I would not be a good interviewer without asking you. If it was you up on stage at the Oscars and Will Smith comes up on you and he slaps you, what are you doing?
At first, I'd probably be just like Chris Rock. Like, what the heck just happened?
Okay.
Then he probably won't make it back to his seat without being bit on the back of his head or something. Something crazy. We both would have went down them stairs.
Something would go down.
I commend Chris Rock for his class.
Yes.
And he handled it the way he was supposed to handle it. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I would have had that.
Nope.
How do you feel about spanking kids? Just
what?
Really, how do you feel about spanking
what
kids?
What kind of railroad?
I know. Just like,
I have no comment other than the fact that the Wayans family was spanked and we all doing pretty good.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Eva Mendes said that spanking a child is the equivalent of a spouse hitting their partner in marriage.
Well, she has some strong feelings about that. I won't get into that. All I'll say is we were spanked and we came out pretty good.
Do you spank your children?
Like I said, I won't get into all
that. He's like, I'm not trying to go to jail now.
My kids are doing very well.
That's enough said.
That's all I'll say.
What's the difference in raising children with?
With what?
With privilege, with money, with a different lifestyle. I mean, I didn't grow up. Hopefully one day I'll be able to do that. I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not being
facetious. Parenting, it doesn't matter how much money you got. Whatever your situation is, you have to be smart. You got to be an adult at all times. You got to show love. You also got to draw lines. And constantly changing with the time of the kid's life and how you approach disciplining them. And if your mission is to make good children, good citizens, good people in life, then you will be able to do that if you follow those principles.
I love that. Do your children know what kind of impact you've had on American culture? Do they understand it?
They do. And they appreciate it and they love it. And, you know, they're excited and they're proud and all that. But that's kind of surface. At the end of the day, I am your father and I love you like no other. And I got you. Even when it looked like
that's beautiful.
I don't have you and I'm being tough on you. Know that it's for your own good.
It's all out of love.
It's all out of love.
Back to what Dana was saying in reference to like your impact of the American culture. I was actually raised on don't be a menace while drinking your juice.
That you were raised on that.
Ashtray here.
You turned out all right. If that movie raised you, you turned out all right.
But I'm really tired that I'm meeting one of my comedic heroes and I didn't even have time to get a haircut.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sorry about that. I almost went to my side barber, but I didn't think Sean Wayans would want me to do that.
I didn't even think about that. If I'm checking out your haircut, then something ain't right on my end of the field.
Nope. And what about the next generation of Wayans? Do your kids have a pursuit in comedy or even stand-up?
Yeah.
Do they have a passion for that?
My son is working on doing stand-up. He wants to do film. And my daughter's in NYU for film. She's working on
Congratulations.
Film.
Obviously, you did do something. You said NYU.
I see a little of in this
NYU.
I got beat you into NYU.
Oh, Sean. Well, I wish my mom took lessons from you. The only thing she did was beat me into some student loan debt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ew, today's gossip was a lot. I don't like talking about abuse. Brings back bad memories, but also the jokes on Twitter and on Instagram about, you know, Johnny Depp getting hit and Rob Kardashian getting hit. They're not funny. I don't find them funny at all. Is somebody who went through that?
The one about his drug use.
The Johnny Depp?
Yeah, he was like, what he says, like, marijuana. He's like, marijuana is my drug of choice.
Well, now.
Did you see what he said about Marilyn Manson?
No.
The lawyer was questioning him and like, why are you doing drugs, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I actually gave Marilyn Manson a pill so he would stop talking. Do you know how much this guy talks?
He had a cocaine box.
That picture looks staged though.
Amber
so there's
Heard's.
A picture that Amber Heard gave to the lawyer that it has like liquor in one thing, cocaine there,
and
marijuana.
It all fit into one.
And even Johnny Depp's like, hey. Look at, like, the arrangement of this. You don't think this was set up? You think this is just how I walk out every morning and I'm like, hey, here we
go. There's all my drugs.
That's a Johnny Depp unboxing.
Yes. I've never seen, I've seen a lot of drugs in my life. I've never seen anybody put them in that kind of neat order.
And just like, you know when that happens, it's spread everywhere. Yeah, like, the lines are all laid out perfectly.
In a way, it's not okay to put your hands on your partner. Man, woman, whatever. Keep your hands to yourself and keep the podcast playing.